This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, after a truncated trading week where we did see a holiday for the Indian markets on account of Indian Republic Day, this week promises to be an action-heavy week with so many cues to track for our own markets. But first, let's see how the US indices fared on Friday. US markets cooled off after a six-day rally. It was a mixed trading session as far as Friday was concerned, but no alarming moves on either side. When you're talking about European markets, European indices have ended last week on fresh two-year highs. However, the key worry continues to remain oil prices, now tracking near two-month highs, Brent futures at $83 a barrel, so oil prices continue to remain relatively firm. Talking about Indian markets in the week gone by, Indian markets were significant underperformers in a truncated trading week. Frontline indices dropped over 1%. Banking sector was the key drag. A lot of earnings disappointment over there. FII selling continued to cap the up move. You did see significant selling figure throughout the January series. Now today, starting the Feb FNO series, lot of key events. The first event on Jan 31st would be the US Fed policy meet. The second event would be the interim budget on Feb 1st, and lot of expectations from there. Feb 1st also, you would see the monthly auto sales numbers trickling in. Earnings season continues, and this week you would see a whole host of companies declaring their results. Key results to watch out for today: Bajaj Finance, BPCL, ITC and NTPC would be declaring their Q3 results. Asian markets have taken positive overnight cues, trading in the green, GIFT Nifty indicating a gap up start, a solid start for our own markets, and we're looking to start the February series on a strong note.